News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
In the past few days, banks, government IT systems and energy firms around the world have once again been targeted by a powerful cyber attack. The ransomware attack began in the Ukraine but has since spread globally. The Chernobyl nuclear power plant has also had to monitor radiation levels manually after its Windows-based sensors were shut down. In the studio to assess the risk of this latest attack is CEO of Cyber Risk International, Paul Dwyer. Paul, thanks very much for coming in. This attack originated in the Ukraine but has since spread overnight. What countries are impacted?
Pretty much every country at this stage, Paul. I mean, even overnight, the US itself has become a target and large organizations over there. And in fact, a lot of the critical national infrastructure of the United States of America runs on old Windows systems, such as their electricity grid, such as their train systems and so on. So I think we're only hearing the start of this and the impact that this attack is going to have.
One of the things that comes to mind, we know about this. We've had you in here before and you're blue in the face explaining this to people for years. How come that we're still vulnerable to this? How come governmental systems still be vulnerable to attack by malware? Why have they tightened up their systems?
Well, it's a great question, and there's really no excuse for somebody not to have basic cyber hygiene in place, which would have prevented this. That's effectively the inoculation, was to have the patches that have been available. As you say, plenty of people have been in the media telling people what to do in order to prevent this exploit being run against them. This is a new improved variant of it, if you like, but it's a bit of an unfair fight when it comes to businesses protecting themselves from this, because we have to acknowledge the fact that there may be rogue nations or nation states that are consciously colluding with criminals behind this. And this certainly does not seem to have a criminal intent. This isn't about money. This is about far more than that. This is about political posturing, firing warning shots and so on. Same sort of MO, if you like, as the WannaCry in relation to that. It wasn't about the cashing out. It wasn't about getting the money out of it. And that would infer that something so highly delivered with military precision and such sophistication, and yet that they fail on the piece that is most important to criminals, which is getting the money.
Now, somebody sent me a picture yesterday of someone's screen saying, "Oh, your files have been encrypted." Is that part of it? This happened in Dublin yesterday.
That's part of it.
It's a red sort of print comes up. By the way, don't bother trying to open your files. We've encrypted them. Send us $380 or something.
Even that is not an option anymore, because what's happened is the email address overnight has been blocked that they can send the password, if you like, to access your files. So even if somebody did want to pay the ransom, they're not going to get the code because their email address has gone off. So this is only the start of the impact this has, because there is no cure now. This only happened overnight that this email address has been blocked.
So effectively, I mentioned cure. That reminds me, to use a medical metaphor, you are the doctor here. What are you going to be doing? What you're the guy that everyone will turn to today. What are you going to do about it?
So there's a number
deal with this.
Okay, so there's a number of things that can be done. Obviously, prevention in some cases, if people have been hit, it's a bit late for that side of things. But it's about then how to recover from that and lessons learned. So if people have backups, they're going to be able to restore their backup data, but to make sure that they're not reinfected. So there's a lot of different stages can be gone through, but it's different on a case-by-case basis, depending on whether you're a small, medium, large company. But this is some of the topics that we're going to hit at the Cyber Threat Summit in October in the Helix, where we're going to have over 1,000 businesses together talking about this and how it impacts Ireland. Because this is a massive impact to the global economy today.
But can you clean up the computers? Can you resolve this issue for people who have been affected in this particular attack?
You can recover if they have preventive measures already put in place.
But what are preventive?
So if you have, for example, a set of clean backups of your data, you're able to recover to that point. Is there some magic wand that some cyber geek can come in with and wave to make all this go away? Absolutely no.
With the WannaCry, now, because there's so many of these now, the WannaCry attack, that was shut down, or that was dealt with because somebody discovered a switch off.
That's right. It was a young security researcher in the UK was actually on holidays, but had a look at the code and spotted that there was effectively a domain name in the code that the WannaCry virus, if you like, or malware, would ping out to or reach out to phone home to say, if I can reach this, I shut down. So effectively what he did is he registered that domain and it killed it. It's known as a kill switch, and it killed it completely. With this particular variant, it's more sophisticated. They've used the same exploit called Eternal Blue, which was part of the NSA NSA weaponized tools that were stolen from the NSA. So you're talking about military grade here. This is a weapon. Let's be very honest about that. It's a weapon grade attack. And it's in the hands of either ideologists or it's in the hands of either criminals or whoever is the threat actor behind
it. Well, there's a theory around at some time ago because cyber spookery has all moved into cyberspace now and the Kim Philbys are now robots. But the Americans and the Israelis apparently designed this virus that they implanted in the Iranian nuclear program.
Stuxnet, yeah.
Yeah, and that the theory about that is that that particular virus went rogue in the sense that it spread and then somebody else in Russia discovered its antecedents and how to deal with it. Now, I'm talking very inarticulately about
sure,
this because I don't understand.
I hear you, Paul. No worries. I mean, where this came from, what Stuxnet was probably the first documented where we got into code warfare. Mm-hmm. And this was to put back the nuclear program in its hands. This is a nuclear program that was running underground in air-gapped systems. So this was quite a sophisticated challenge.
But it's out there now, though, and it's
but that weapon, almost like another boomerang being thrown out there and coming back to hit the NSA, America, everybody else, the people that have developed this, it comes back because the weaponized code is then available for people to play with, to re-manipulate and to send back out and can have devastating effects upon businesses or upon critical national infrastructure.
So basically their message this morning, Paul, is you'll probably be back in here explaining all of this to us again.
But hopefully, Paul, people will take the message that cyber hygiene can prevent these things. If people had taken the steps that we outlined the last time, they would not be affected by this.
In other words, listen to the doctor. Paul Dwyer, CEO of Cyber Risk International, thank you very much for coming in and explaining that to us.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.